Hey, welcome to Tuning In with Your Cycle. Today we're gonna cover a super juicy topic, and that is intermittent fasting. Because I kind of feel like every time summer is around the corner, you see intermittent fasting everywhere. But is it good for you if you're trying to balance your hormones and decrease PMS symptoms? How you can practice it safely to actually support your hormones, and how you can cycle sync it so you can get the most benefit out of intermittent fasting. And that's exactly what I'm talking about today. So the first thing is, I do not recommend intermittent fasting that goes past 12 to 13 hours. And the reason for that is, okay, intermittent fasting, when you intermittent fast a reasonable amount of hours, like 12 to 13 max, then what your body does is that it actually gets to use the fat storage in order to produce energy. So it helps you lose weight, it helps you balance your blood sugar, it helps with a lot of things. The problem is, once you cross the line of the 12 to 13 hours, then that's when things can turn, because then your body sees it as a threat and it turns starvation mode on. When starvation mode on is on, then cortisol, your stress hormone, bumps up. And remember that when cortisol finishes up all your nutrients, then it jumps into your progesterone to keep feeding that cortisol. With a lack of progesterone, you're going to start experiencing more symptoms of PMS, breast tenderness, bloating, migraines, all these symptoms of excess estrogen because you don't have enough progesterone. Now, it can also happen that you have irregular cycles and anovulatory cycles, which are not good if you are actually planning to have a baby. And also, they are not good because even though you're never planning to have a baby, you need it in order to produce progesterone, because progesterone only gets produced when you ovulate, and you need it to counterbalance excess estrogen. And also, progesterone it's good for a lot of things, for metabolism, for thyroid, for your bones, to prevent endometrial cancer, for a lot of things. So you need that. So when you intermittent fast for those many hours for so long, then you're actually imbalancing your hormones, and you're also dysregulating your blood sugar. And remember, that's one of the first things I see with the women I work with, one of the first causes for a hormonal imbalance. So when you cross the line of the 12-13 hours, all of this is happening. And the problem with that is that then once you eat, after maybe you fasted for 24 hours, your metabolism is actually slower, and it actually can get slower and slower as you practice it, because it's like, again, after being in starvation mode, when you're actually feeding your body, then it is like, oh, finally, I'm getting nutrients, so I'm gonna store everything. And guess what? It stores it in the way of fat, because our fat storages are unlimited, so it can store as much fat as it wants. And that's a problem, because you start gaining weight, and then you start creating more excess estrogen and more symptoms of excess estrogen, and it goes like sideways, right? So the safest way to practice intermittent fasting, because again, I do recommend it, I practice it myself, is by syncing it with your cycle. So during your follicular phase and your ovulation phase, your metabolism is actually naturally slower, which is fine. It doesn't want you to focus on food. It wants you to focus on being social, on having sex. That way you can have a baby, because really our bodies are kind of like designed and programmed to reproduce, right? Whether you want it ever or not. So that's where it wants your attention to go to. So food is the last thing you can do, like you think about. And you're gonna notice, if you track your cycle, you're gonna notice that really during your follicular and ovulation phase, you are less hungry. So this is the perfect time to practice the 5-hour gap, right? That is 3 meals a day only. And that's what I do, and I love doing it. I have breakfast, 5 hours later, I have lunch, and I recommend that to my clients, and then 5 hours later, you have dinner. That is really gonna work on helping you balance your hormones, in helping you balance your blood sugar, in helping you burn a little bit of that excess fat. You know, like, it's gonna help you with a lot of things. It's gonna give you energy throughout the day. It's gonna prevent you from having that 3 p.m. crash, right? So 3 meals a day while you are in your follicular and ovulation phase. But then once you transition into your luteal phase and your menstrual phase, this is not going to be realistic, because during these two phases, your metabolism actually speeds up, because it wants you to eat more, because it wants to have more nutrients in case there's an embryo coming its way, so it can nourish and help you have a very healthy pregnancy. So it wants you to eat, and that's why you get cravings and you get hungrier. So here, doing 3 meals a day, it's not gonna be realistic, and it's not gonna help you. And because everything is working faster, then it's gonna do the opposite effect, and it's gonna damage your hormones. So while you are in your luteal and menstrual phase, you are gonna do 5 meals a day. So you're gonna do 3 main meals and 2 snacks. And when you are gonna fast, because again, fast, it is healthy for your hormones, it is healthy for you, but in a controlled way, when you're gonna fast is overnight. So here, you're gonna make sure you leave at the most 13 hours in between. I like the 12 hours or even 11. So let's say you have your dinner at 8 p.m., then 8 in the morning, go ahead and eat, and this is how you have to do it. You cannot go more than 1.5 hours without having breakfast, because again, it's gonna be a roller coaster of things that's for another episode, right? So that's how you're gonna practice intermittent fasting in order to support your hormones and in order to get the most benefit out of it, okay? So quick recap. While you are in your follicular and ovulation phase, focus on 3 meals a day, leaving 5 hours in between. While you are in your luteal and menstrual phase, then focus on 5 meals a day and leave a gap of 12 hours in between. That's the standard, and that's the one I usually work with me and for my clients. And you know, you always have Flow in Sync. This is a one-on-one with me. I can teach you all this more in depth. We can create a specialized protocol for you to help you cycle syncing nutrition in order to support your hormones and to ditch PMS and to have more manageable periods, okay? If you have any questions, you know you can always DM me or book a 30-minute cycle assessment with me, okay? I hope this was helpful, and I'll see you next week.